Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Royal Government of Cambodia, I have a great honor in being here to share with all of you the issue relating to world food security, and especially in the context of Cambodia. I also would like to extend my deep thanks to the FAO in arranging this important event, and His Excellency Ban Ki-moon, General Secretary of the UN, for inviting Cambodia to attend this very important conference. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, despite the strong economic growth, the Asia-Pacific region is still home to about two-thirds of the world's poor living on less than $1 per day and to about 520 million undernourished people. As we have known, that poor households spend the bulk of their income on food. Food security is a concerned matter that the government around the world should take consideration to ensure the food availability, access to and affordability of food by the poor. It is acknowledged that the reason affecting food price rising are due to several factors such as increase of energy costs, especially food price, lead to generating higher costs of production and processing, etc. Climate change lead in destruction of crop production, decrease of food crop cultivated area for the purpose of increasing biofuel and ethanol production, increase in food demand due to population growth, speculative play in rice stock to increase rice price, and devaluation of U.S. dollars. Excellency, ladies and gentlemen, the Royal Government of Cambodia has a long-term vision that to ensure enough and sufficient food availability for all people, reduce poverty, increase the GDP per capita, and sustainably manage and conserve natural resources. With this vision, the Royal Government of Cambodia has strongly supported and highly placed its attention in improving the livelihood of all people by taking necessary measures to enhance the agricultural productivity and facilitating market and trade operation. As a result, poverty declined from 47% in 1994 to 34% in 2004, and average economic growth was around 7.8% per annum. To ensure that the food availability in the country, the Royal Government of Cambodia has made a lot of effort to increase agricultural production through the promotion of crop intensification and diversification, family, livestock raising, aquaculture, etc. For responding the food security as well as nutrition at community level. As a result for this attempt, Cambodia has produced rice surpluses since 1996, and in 2007, higher production of 6.72 million metric tons of paddy, rice exceeds domestic consumption of about 2.57 million metric tons, thereby generating a surplus in mill rice of 1.64 million metric tons. Rice yield increased from 2.1 metric tons per hectare in 2003 to 2.62 metric tons per hectare in the royal government of Cambodia is, however, concerned by the rising domestic price of rice that affects food security. The policy has been implemented to increase strategic rice stock and encourage rice miller to process more paddy rice for meeting domestic demand. Rice miller has been provided government soft loan to increase paddy rice stock and to sell more mill rice during the shortage period. Paddy rice export were temporarily banned during 2 months to ensure self-sufficient rice stock in the country. However, the ban was removed to allow paddy rice to again be traded from 26 May 2008. In order to increase food supply for domestic consumption and to gain a surplus for export to international markets, Cambodia has carried out a number of measures. In response to the situation of food price soaring crisis as below, to implement in collaboration with Cambodian development partner, the management of rice stock, food security and food supply safety net, including food for work, to collaborate for a study on rice export, management policy, rice control policy and subsidy, to facilitate and support farmers' accessibility to agriculture's inputs and credit, to encourage more investment in agriculture sector, especially in food production. In this connection, investment in irrigation system, improvement of marketing system, in infrastructure is the must. To increase investment in agriculture research and extension, and provision of education and transfer of new agricultural technology to farmers. I strongly believe that Cambodia will be able to contribute more in increased food supply to meet the necessary requirement in the country as well as in the world based on its potential production capacity together with technical and financial support from its development partners who has been closely working with Cambodia. Based on the above reality and what we all have already known, that little investment has been put in the agriculture sector. Why are we especially rich nations and international institutions still reluctant to invest more intensively in the development of agriculture, particularly in developing countries? Finally, I would like once again to extend my high appreciation to the FAO of the nation of the United Nations to facilitate this international discussion on the concrete issues of world food security. And I wish that FAO will formulate global action program to cope with the problem encountered to improve and ensure food security of the poor and vulnerable people around the world. Thank you for your kind attention.